A new charter school may be coming to Charlotte's University area in the fall of 2017. This week, Bonnie Cone Classical Academy got the recommendation of the state's advisory group that vets charters, but it was a close vote. WFAE's Lisa Wharf looks at a school pitch considered good enough.
Vetting a charter school is a two-year process. The first stage involves a lengthy application and then making the school's case to the charter advisory group. That's part pitch and interrogation.
Y'all can move to the front table there. Yes, it's also called the hot seat.
That's the advisory group's chairman, Alex Quigley. The school's board laughs, but a lot is riding on this session. Get a recommendation here, and the State Board of Education will most likely give the school the go-ahead to begin a year of planning. The school's application didn't make it 2 years ago, and the school's board ended up starting the whole process over again.
Your mission, and start us off with what the need is for the school in the Charlotte area.
Louise Baucom speaks for the school. She's a retired elementary education professor at UNC Charlotte.
The mission is meeting the classical education with the rigors of that, working through the great communication skills. We've found that in the university area that they don't have a lot of opportunities for choice.
Bonnie Cone Classical Academy would start off serving 200 kindergarten through second graders. The plan is for it to eventually expand to eighth grade. A few advisory group members aren't satisfied with that response. They press her about what makes it a classical education. Eric Sanchez says, tell us how this actually informs instruction.
To make those decisions has to come when you find out who your population actually is.
Sanchez asks, are you telling me the educational program is made after students and teachers are enrolled and hired?
No.
But she says the specifics are. They also talk money. Enrollment determines how large the school's budget is. The advisory group asks, how short of enrollment estimates could the school be and still break even? A representative of the school says they could lose 10 to 15 students. That's tight. Sanchez says he isn't sold on the school.
I just don't think there was a level of depth, preparation, or just intuitive understanding about what they were trying to accomplish.
Advisory group member Joe Mamoni votes to recommend it. He says the school has an experienced board and Charlotte has the growth to support the school.
The application was, I think, written well. I think the education plan was pretty solid in there. I think on their feet in a half-hour interview, they probably could have been a little bit sharper. I understand some of those concerns.
The vote is 6-3. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.